Now, the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development has told us of the culling of 300 birds on a commercial farm in Ekurhuleni after testing positive for the H5 strain of the avian flu. The farm was also affected by the highly infectious H5N8 bird flu outbreak in 2017. Let's find out now how serious this is and how worried you and I should be about it. We're joined by Dr. Mpomaja, who's the Director for Animal Health at the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development. Dr. Maja, a very good morning to you. Thank you for your time. I suppose the first question most people will be worried about, is this zoonotic? Does it transfer from animals to humans?
Good morning, Bongani, and good morning to the 702 listeners. So far, the information that we have doesn't point to the fact that it affects people. So we shouldn't be worried. As soon as that indication becomes apparent, we will definitely be informing the consumers.
So at this point, the concern is more economic rather than an outbreak amongst local populations.
Correct.
Talk to me. They say that this is widely contagious and it could lead, obviously, to mass bans of poultry from South Africa.
That is also unfortunately true. It is one of those very contagious diseases. And the sad part is that it is also transmitted by birds. So your normal, ordinary wild birds could fly from one infected property and go and infect the next property. So that's what makes it very concerning. And the other concern is that it is very trade sensitive. So trade partners normally suspend trade with countries that report highly pathogenic avian influenza. We've already had trade suspensions that we are renegotiating.
So talk to me, I mean, just as a lay person, explain to us how an outbreak like this happens in the first instance. And of course, what is the concern in terms of the poultry or the birds even that are affected by it? I mean, can these animals die as a result? What's the major concern there?
This is a normal influenza, like people, we do get influenza. So it's fairly seasonal. And how it's transmitted is that it is through wild birds. And normally you see the picture developing during the winter season in Europe. And when these birds migrate, they bring the infection down south with them. And that is what we are currently experiencing. We saw it happening last winter, November, December in Europe. Now it's our
season.
I wouldn't say it's our turn to get it, but the birds have arrived and they brought it along with.
You say that there are trade sensitivities around this. I mean, South Africa obviously exports poultry products with over R1 billion just in the SADC region alone. I know Botswana has halted importing poultry from South Africa. This is consequential for the industry, is it not?
It is. It is, unfortunately. And Botswana has suspended trade completely. We are negotiating with them. There's information that they've requested that we will be providing to them. Namibia has suspended trade from the infected property. Lesotho has suspended trade from Gauteng as a province. And we are still in discussions with Eswatini and Mozambique and other SADC countries.
But obviously, as you say, if even wild birds can spread this type of avian flu, then it automatically would suggest that even the region, the countries that are halting imports from us, will likely be affected soon.
Yes, that is correct. But the difference is that we are the biggest producers, both of table eggs and of your normal broilers. So it hits us hard because the region relies on us for those products.
All right. Thank you so much for explaining all of that, Dr. Mpho Maja, Director for Animal Health at the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development. So it is not zoonotic, at least not from the information currently available. It does not transfer from the animals, from the birds to humans. That's something that will be a sigh of relief, obviously, for all of us. But as we've just discussed, it is highly consequential from an economic point of view. South Africa exports more than 53,000 tons of poultry products with over 1.2 billion rand in just the SADC region.